It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Kenny, it's tournament time.
You
non-stop
don't care.
Stop craziness
don't even.
Yesterday.
You don't care.
Boy,
you don't care.
Had to come up for fresh air at one point.
Fresh air.
Yeah, I was so ensnarled in game after
I don't believe
game
you.
After game.
Not a chance.
I wasn't.
Not a chance.
It kind of stunk. I thought the first day kind of stunk.
You thought the day stunk?
Oh, yeah.
Was that their fault or your fault?
I gave it a chance.
Because I know how you are.
I had it on. I mean, it was in. We normally don't have, because we're limiting screen time. We try not to have.
We're limiting screen time.
Yeah, with the kids. The kids running around. So we try to limit the amount of screen time that they have.
Yeah, Sarah didn't set you down at a table and put the NCAA tournament on her phone and just let you go?
That would have been nice.
And why don't you just put the tournament on? It's complaining. Different. Don't you want to watch the game, Chief?
And turn Mr. Nestler all the way up to 12. And
so I did have it on. I had it on really at 12:15, the start of it. Actually, at noon, and they kicked off. And I'm like, all right, tournament. And they let off, as well they should have, by the way. But it was like almost jarring as I was like, here we go. Let's see if we can rekindle old
Lima. I know where you're going.
And then it was Ernie Johnson saying, we found out a few weeks ago. And it was talking about the death of Greg Gumbel, which was very sad, obviously, but I just wasn't expecting that. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. He was the guy that would anchor all this coverage like crazy. So you have the TNT crew that was doing it all with guys that, you know, they almost famously don't even know the NBA players now.
It's kind of like
so you
a
know
thing
they don't
there.
Know the college players.
They don't really.
No.
They don't know it, and they really make it a gag that they don't know it.
Right. It's
and so,
very bizarre that America has actually accepted it.
Yeah.
But America doesn't really know the guys. But you would think America would be like, I need guys that are – I need John Rothstein. I need somebody who's going to break down these guys and the sets that they run and the coaches. And
nope, I don't need John Rothstein.
You weren't getting any of that from
I don't need John Rothstein.
Charles yesterday and Ernie and – Kenny Smith, you were not getting any of that.
Yeah, I don't. A pony can name all the tournament MVPs for like 30 years. And he's like, eh. And I'm like, yeah, congratulations. I'm much more thoroughly entertained by other things that you do, pony. Like, I don't care.
Well, so it brings me to, you know, what we love about the tournament. We always love when the Cinderella stories, if you just tell me what the seeds are and tell me one team's supposed to win, then, all right, I'm going to root for the other team. Or if you filled out a bunch of brackets and you're going with money, that's what you care about the most, fine. I always loved, and I stopped filling out a bracket a while ago because I didn't want to not root for the upsets. So now it's easy.
That's why you stopped filling out a bracket.
Well, that was just one of the reasons. I mean, I'm just not into it as much anymore, obviously, like I've said.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there yesterday, you know, rooting for upsets, rooting for buzzer beaters. And I just felt like yesterday was a very blah day.
Yesterday, I disagree to some levels. I enjoyed the McNeese State game. I thought that that was nice. I thought it was a good story. I really did. Where Will Wade is now, apparently the signature hasn't been made yet. It's just like an agreement. And if you look at Will Wade's history, there's lots of things that Will Wade has said that hasn't really come through. He's the head coach of McNeese State, and why I say that is because he used to be the coach at LSU, and there was a firing and a scandal and everything when it comes to the way that we used to do it in the NCAA with, you know, illegal recruitments and things like that, money exchange in hands, things that you don't bother anybody anymore. So there was some outcry because in the morning he signed on. It was reported he was going to sign on to NC State, but he was still going to coach McNeese State. And there was a little bit of outrage that I saw, and I go, yeah, that's a bygone era. Because before it was like, well, what are the kids going to do? And now I would just assume McNeese State had had a tremendous season all the way up until the tournament, and then they won yesterday against Clemson, so the tremendous season continues. But they had a tremendous season. I'm going, well, I'm sure that some of these kids are just going to transfer out to bigger schools. Are they not? So if some of these kids are going to transfer out to bigger schools, or they're going to, maybe they'll go with him, a couple of them maybe go with him to NC State. More the merrier. Everybody's happy. Why can't we just be happy with everybody? Yeah, you can accomplish great things and people move on.
I think that part of it, you know, we always used to we used to feel really bad for the players, like, oh, they committed there because of the coach. Well, now we're all on the same page, especially in that sport. Especially even more so in college basketball. That college football's catching up to it. But in college basketball for the last decade, it seems like, you know, players absolutely are not they're not married to just the institution or the coach at this point because they can do whatever the hell they want. They can go pursue their own revenue avenues. Like that's just a part of the game now. So, you know, then you look also at just the future NBA players or somebody making a run, somebody going, like, can you think about in the history of watching the tournament when a player like, you know, Ja Morant going on a run, or Wally Szczerbiak back in the day. I think he went to the Elite Eight. Like, those kind of runs.
Yeah.
Do we have somebody that could get everybody in America watching him?
I still think so. I mean, Stephen F. Austin wasn't that far ago, was it? Long ago, was it? How long ago was that? Like, we're still in, like, that era. We are already in that era, like, it doesn't matter except for the tournament. So, like, if Stephen F. Austin made that run a few years ago, like, yeah. It's probably longer than I think. It was probably, like, 2016. Or something like that, and I just don't even realize it because, you know, once 2020 hit, things were just, like, kind of crazy there, and it feels like everything was just shorter or longer or whatever because there was a gap there. I still think there's teams that can do that. Do you count Memphis being one of those teams? Like, if Penny Hardaway's team does well?
That's good. I mean, it's a great story.
Patino and St. John's count?
So certainly there is a theme about the older coaches that are all doing really well. You had a bunch of them win yesterday. And it was interesting watching Patino walk into the building. They had the cameras on him. And, I mean, we're talking about, is he 70?
72.
He's 72. Yeah. He walked in that building. You would have no idea. You have no idea that guy. I mean, I know some 70-year-olds that can barely get around. That guy walking in there, he looked 20 years younger.
Oh, he's limber all right.
Yeah. He's wearing the Nikes. And it's weird to think of about a 70-year-old man wearing Nikes, but it looked normal on him.
Is there – so – Gonzaga won yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. They did beat Georgia. Okay, yeah, they beat the brakes off Georgia. There were a lot of blowouts. But yeah, I think the biggest one might be McNeese State. Who the hell else won that was a big deal? Who won at the night game? Oh no, it wasn't Omaha. Who the hell won at the night game that was a big deal? See, now I'm Drake won. That was a nice one.
Well,
you could tell there's a age gap now. Because if Drake wins, love the Drake or hate the Drake for guys our age. Now if Drake wins, it's like, ah, oh, you finally got one over. Like, okay, there you go.
Yeah, very.
Because you know what people 40, talk about with that.
Be 40 years of Drake jokes.
Yes.
Always
makes sense.
The Arkansas, just because of the coaches, you know, against Kansas, Bill Self and Calipari, although I was bummed that they had to play each other in the first round. Like, you either want to root for or against those guys. You hate when they go up against each other. You'd rather have those teams play the play the Cinderella type teams in the first round. But that was a game I think a lot of people were paying attention to because you had NBA talent on the floor. And then I just look like forecasting today because the tournament is here. We've got people from all over the country that are in Cleveland for the tournament. And I could not believe, now you have two sessions today. So it's not like you have both sessions with one ticket unless you had the all three sessions ticket. But if you've never been to an NCAA tournament game, this first session is going to be the game for you.
What time is the first session? Noon?
Kicks off 12, tip off 12:40.
Okay, 12:40. Like. So if you got the middle of the day open, what is it? What's the price?
You can head to section 201, row 9, seats 1 and 2.
Nice.
For a total of $16 for the two tickets.
What are we doing?
You want to bring your friend.
My mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
$8 a ticket.
This is crazy to me how unbelievably cheap it is.
$8.
They didn't do Cleveland any favors. I mean, it's Alabama, and yeah, Robert Morris is from Pittsburgh. How many people are really coming with Robert Morris?
Pony was supposed to.
The family of the Robert Morris players?
Yeah, that's it.
Did I tell you this on the air yesterday? I was going to have a great big surprise for everybody, and it was going to be a coming in hot to remember. And apparently he can't come now. Unless he's pulling the old switcheroo and surprising me. I'd love that to be the way.
It's only 12 after 6. He can make it.
Pony called me, and he called me on Monday and said he was coming in. He's like, "You going to any of the games?" I'm like, "No." "Oh, okay, bad attitude." And then he started yelling at me. I'm like, "Well, I'm busy. I got a lot of stuff to do. I got to work. I got all the other things." "Oh, well, I'm coming into town." I go, "For what?" He goes, "Robert Morris." I go, "Oh, yeah, that's right. You play." He goes, "I'm coming in to see the game, and then I'm doing the show from your studios." Great. Excellent. Wonderful. Even though if it starts at 12:40, you're going to have to like run over. You're not going to see the whole game. Show starts at 2. And then I called him because I was like, "I got an idea." I said, "We're going to 9:40. I'm going to say there's a special guest, and I'm going to have his ass in here live for coming in hot. It be an all-timer." And he's like, "I got to do a remote. Muller can't work, so I have to do it by myself. I'm forced to." It's like, "Great. Awesome. You ruined my whole day. Thank you very much, Pony. You consistently are a disappointment to me and everybody in Cleveland, Ohio. And Pittsburgh, for that matter."
Well, and I said Alabama, Robert Morris, St. Mary's, Vanderbilt. Yeah. Those are the teams in the early session. Oof. Okay. This is the killer. This is the killer in not having a viable program 2.5 hours down the road. If this were Ohio State, this would have been a completely different town tonight. And
oof,
they didn't make the tournament. They couldn't squeeze in there. So unfortunately, this is who you're stuck with. In the other session, it's a little more. It's because Michigan State, you have Marquette, New Mexico, and Bryant. But even then, you know, it's just some Michigan State fans. Your get-in price is $39.
Still Michigan State. They should bring a good group of people.
But it's still... Yeah, I imagine.
They're nice.
I imagine you're always conflicted. You're like, "Do we go to Cleveland for this, or do we save our money for the regionals if you can't do both?" Either way, I mean, NCAA tournament games, man, this is a great buying opportunity if you've always wanted to be a part of the madness. And normally what happens is you're looking at the slate. It's pretty blah. This is where you'll have a buzzer beater. It'll be right here in Cleveland. Yeah. It'll be awesome. You know, we'll never – anybody my age that I talk to – they will forever remember over at the Wolstein Center, West Virginia and Wake Forest.
I've never seen it, and I should have been better with it. Like, I was on the phone with you yesterday about this. I've really regretted not wanting to be in the building for a lot of live sports. I was in a moment last year driving, and I realized the whole second 4 years LeBron was here, I did not go to any games. I went to games afterwards, but I did not go to any games between 2014 and 2018. And I don't know why. I watched as many as you possibly can. I mean, there were seasons it was all 82. And I never went to any games. And I'm not, I don't know why. I haven't been indoor sporting event guy. I don't go. I don't know what it, I think it might have been that one Indians opening day years ago where I went for the fan and it was just a total disaster. Nobody from the Indians' fault. It was just a total disaster of monumental proportions. And I think that moment kind of turned me off to the whole attending sporting events in Cleveland. Like, you think about the things. We had the All-Star game. We had the All-Star baseball game. Everything. Didn't go to any of it. I went to game 5 of the ALCS. Of course, we lost. And that was one of the moments like, boy, I should really go to a lot more sporting events. This is great. I should really be in the building for a lot more. Because you used to go to all of them. You used to go to every single one. There was always something going on, and you were always there. And now, I mean, it's just, I'm like, man, I really made a lot of fun. And so if you can get to them, guys, try to go. I mean, if we're talking cheap ticket here, that's at $8.
Awesome. Yeah.
You ain't got nothing else to do. If you don't have any, I should say, if you don't have any obligations, you should try to go. That's awesome.
My youngest one, who none of my boys play basketball, right? And we've established that. But he's not at school today because we've got to go to Youngstown later.
No.
But we've got time. Do we spend the $16?
I would say
here and then head out to Young.
I'd say yeah. Why not?
All right.
There is a cool. Now there won't exactly be electricity.
Who
for
am
this
I selling
first,
to him?
But that's
for the first.
Well, I mean, it's just that. I remember buzzer beaters from my childhood watching on TV, and you could very well get one today. I mean, yesterday was so many blowouts. You would think you're due. You're due for close games here in Cleveland because. That you play enough of these games, you get some of them that go right down to the wire and the nation kind of peeks in and everybody's watching and you get a magical moment. I mean, that's what's always cool about the tournament. You get these little quirky things that happen. I think you got to go.
Yeah. If you got any time, I would go. So go, Owen. Right. I mean, if you can, you know, that's what I'm laying it out there for. Well, if you can get out there, hopefully you can. Hopefully you can enjoy it because it would be a lot of fun. Of course, I can't. I got a lot to do today, and then I got stuff to do tonight because I got to watch Akron and I got to watch Perry. So I got two things. I got two games going on at once. That's going to be a hell of an afternoon, hell of an evening, I should say. Coming up at 9, it's going to be a hell of an interview. Clark Kellogg going to join us on the show. CBS Sports, Ohio State and Cleveland basketball legend. 6:40, we got to get that in. Mad Darrell at 6:40. He is. I mean, he is, how do I say it, meaner than a dog bleeping tax at about 6:40 on the fan.
Well, the old coaches may be the story of day one of a very blah NCAA tournament. As yesterday got underway, a slew of games, but the old guard, despite all the changes in college sports, seemed to have their teams peaking at the right time. Kelvin Sampson in Houston just dominating yesterday. Mark Few and Gonzaga moving on. Rick Barnes, Tennessee. Rick Pitino, as we talked about. And John Calipari. Nice win over Bill Self in Kansas.
It seems that the coaches that don't act holier than thou from that generation are the ones that are still coaching and thriving in the game. There's one coach in particular that had to bow out. He was so pious, such a wonderful man. Everything was so great. Really believed in virtue. Everything was wonderful with
him. You
saying
Coach K couldn't win today?
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I
was wondering where you were going with that.
Just pointing it out. Rick Pitino, I mean, how many Italian restaurant jokes have we made about him? Calipari, holy Toledo, what's not been said about him? Even Izzo. And some of his guys, and people have a mountain of respect for his own, including myself. Mark Few, you know, there's a couple of bugaboos in there, sad to say. Of course, people make mistakes all the time, of course. But the ones that didn't act holier than thou are the ones that are still around and still finding ways to get it done. I do like the St. John story. I know that Rick Pitino is, he's got a checkered past, but I've always had a thing kind of for St. John's. I explained this to somebody we know very well from New York. He's like, what do you care about St. John's? I was like, honestly, I saw it coming to America when I was like 5 years old, and they were at the St. John's game, and I've always kind of liked St. John's ever since because I love coming to America.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. St. John's, when we were younger, was such a big part of college hoops. And then a young Anthony Lima fell in love with Ohio State. during a now vacated Final Four run when Jim O'Brien, remember Jim O'Brien and Scoony Penn beat St. John's?
Jim O'Brien, also not holier than now.
Yeah, to go to a Final Four. So I remember when St. John's was a big deal, so it's very cool. It's a very cool story. Meanwhile, is it a cool story that John Calipari, now with Arkansas, remember, left Kentucky last year, is moving on in the NCAA tournament?
Good win. We gutted it out. You know, they went zone. We ended up shooting too many jumpers, had to do some different things. They went a little triangle in two also. Screwed us up a little bit, but the kids fought. Nelly makes a shot, makes a couple free throws. Jonas makes free throws. Took us three times to get it in. I don't care. We won.
You know what I would love to know
his
about
team shoots
Coach
like
Cal?
Garbage.
Oh, they do.
They are so
They're tough
bad
to watch. They really are.
That's shooting.
But, you know, I would love to know if Coach Cal can, like, truly see some of these coaches are savants and can rifle off all their former players.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Perry has had so many one-and-dones.
Yep.
I would love to know if you just asked him, does he have one of those minds where you could be like, 2012, Kentucky, go, and he could just rifle them off? Or would he be like, ah, I just remember the agents and the runners.
The
bagmen. I had a keen eye on the bagmen. That's all I basically knew.
Yeah, probably.
Meanwhile, we had news with the Cleveland Browns yesterday. Pretty big news. Kenny, this one, we were not on the air for, and I started getting texts going, what does this mean for Wyatt Teller? What does this mean for Joel Bitonio? Well, the Browns have a new offensive lineman, somebody who has plenty of experience, has moved to different positions on that O-line, but Tevin Jenkins, formerly of the Bears and a second-round draft pick in 2021, missed most of his rookie season, had back surgery, but was able to play a slew of games after that. So he did miss 22 games over his first 4 years of his NFL career. What do you make of this? Because I saw a lot of people saying, depth, great depth signing, great
that's
job.
That's exactly what it is.
But at the
that's
same
exactly
time, I'm like, why worried about depth? Did we even have starting offensive line last year?
If you think about it now, I at left tackle, I'm not necessarily sure what you're going to do. Somebody did just ask me about Jed Wills, and I was like, man, I think it needs to be a fresh start for both sides. You know, there was one guy that got the very best out of Jed Wills, and we saw the very worst out of Jed Wills. Ray McCarron on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Valid question, by the way. If they were to ever bring him back, I would be I'd be a little bit nervous about bringing him back. They need depth. I mean, I tell you what, offensive lines in general, we're seeing a lot of guys get banged up. You have a 17-game schedule now. Another game takes a lot out of it. You need athletes there. You need guys to be able to help out. So it's going to help out a little bit. It's going to make things a little bit better for them. You got a little bit better, marginally better yesterday with that is what you did. But he's had back surgery, and a back's like a transmission. Once you go in, you're going to go in again. So something to pay attention
to. But you don't think this means that they are definitely trading after the certain date where the cap hit is less Wyatt Teller? I saw a lot of people indicating a Wyatt Teller trade would accompany a move like this.
Well, I don't know. A guy with his injury history, and I know Wyatt's had some injuries here and there. I don't know, man. If you're going to get a new quarterback, or if you're going to bring even any quarterback you want to keep upright and all right, like that is a move I wouldn't understand. You're bringing back Joel Bitonio when healthy, he's one of the best in the business. You're bringing back Wyatt Teller. I know that he's been a little bit up and down recently, but I think when healthy, he's also been one of the best in the business. I would not understand the move. I know, well, we can't keep two expensive guards. Yeah, I got that, Capologist. I get that. But, well, we're not trying to tank, but we're trying to win. Well, who's your quarterback? Well, we got to protect that. There's no rhyme or reason. So if you were trying to not get better this year and you were looking towards next draft, okay, fine, make a trade. That's cool. But know that you're going to get whoever's behind them more than likely killed in the process, because if Tevin Jenkins goes down again, then it becomes a war of attrition. So it's hard to prognosticate, man. And anybody who says that they know their plan is flat out lying to you. They're flat out lying. The Twitter experts and the guys who act on the air. If you act like you know what their plan is and you're on the air in some form or fashion, writing whatever, you are a liar. You can think you know where they're going, but if you say you know where they're going, you're crazy.
What if your name is Miles Garrett and you're talking about knowing the plan?
Well, he has privy to information of some sort, apparently.
I just want to see if Ken was going to call him a liar.
I didn't say that he was a pundit.
Right.
I said that he's a player. Aha.
I didn't get a chance to tease it at the end of the last segment, but I was going to say, cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, had a title, couldn't keep her. Michigan Wolverines in trouble again, and it is leading a lot of individuals, Kenny.
Okay, not that great.
A lot of people were alleging that they could still be in for a world of hurt and some punishment. When we had the story that came out yesterday, big-time indictment. Former Michigan football assistant coach indicted on federal criminal charges, accused of hacking into computers at more than 100 universities across the country, stealing the identities of more than 3,300 student-athletes, most of them women that he spied on, but apparently an expert hacker. Boy, Michigan just has a bunch of hackers and a bunch of decoders working for their staff. Incredible.
Not a good look.
Matt Weiss, 42 years old, had pulled off his scheme over 8 years, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, between 2015 and 2023.
Here, pretty wild, considering one of their very famous alums was very much against technology.
Who's that?
Don't worry about it. We're moving on, bud. We are moving on.
I am missing the reference.
Move on.
Anywho, okay.
There's a break for that. There's a commercial break.
Okay, anyway, Matt Weiss was also working for the Baltimore Ravens when these alleged hacking skills were put to use, which I wonder if there's going to be another Harbaugh that's going to have to answer for this at some point. I imagine he'll be asked questions, right?
Harbaugh is a Teflon. They don't answer for anything.
It doesn't seem to.
They don't. Who's going to get a Harbaugh in trouble? Who's got it better than them? Harbaughs are the John Gotti of college football. You ain't getting nothing on them.
All right, so there's not a lot of football discussed in this indictment. I think, obviously, Ohio State fans who have been, you know, foot on the gas trying to go after Michigan. People have been wondering for a while, ever since it was Michigan police that first, I believe, investigated some of this. So do you think there's just so much going on with accusations of cheating and scandal and... even though Harbaugh is gone, the football program, oftentimes in the history of the NCAA, the coach is gone, but the program suffers. Do we think Michigan is going to have to suffer any more consequences because of this? If they find out anybody else knew about this.
What can you really do to them? Because that's a criminal complaint. If you found out that they took advantage of this, which I'm sure that at some level but you would imagine that they did. To some level of this, I mean, some of this stuff is. How many athletes you're talking about? You said most of which are women. Some of this gets to pretty creepy territory there. But maybe they took advantage of some of this. I don't know what I can prove though. So if I can't prove anything in an investigation, what do I hammer Michigan with? So I think that part is still. I know that that's been alleged, and it seems like when you're going to indict someone on it, it seems like a lot of people are like, yeah, they feel vindicated. But I don't know what I can pin on Michigan to punish them in the future. I don't know that yet, I can't say yes or no.
What server, because they're talking about him being able to get access to clouds and all these different schools.
Dell computers.
But what server are we talking about that has images of female athletes that the NCAA has? Like, isn't that bizarre? Why would they have anything like that to begin with?
Well, it would probably be stock photos, wouldn't it?
They're making it sound like it was more invasive than that, though. So I'm like, why would there be any kind of a server would hold that kind of imagery to begin with?
But if you're looking at 100 different schools, there's definitely servers that have, okay, we're at media day, and here is the baseball and softball team, and there's got it. I mean, they take pictures. I mean, there are quite literally dozens of pictures for every athlete. Dozens, and they're all kept on file because they keep them for social media, happy birthday to so-and-so, our second baseman, like things like that. Yeah, it's believable. If you're looking at 100 different schools, there's going to be a lot of athletes.
Yeah, it said Weiss kept notes on individuals whose photographs and videos that he viewed, including notes commenting on their bodies and sexual preferences, the indictment reads. That's it.
That is definitely beyond the pale right there. 9 o'clock, Clark Kellogg going to join us on the show, CBS Sports, Ohio State, and Cleveland basketball legend. Ladies and gentlemen, some call Daryl dangerous. After yesterday, I might call Mad Tim Russert. It's time to meet the press on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
All right, Daryl Ryder was, if you follow him on social media, you know he's been hot about the stadium issues. And he's really been hot. I mean, I'll let him speak for himself. He's calling out the mayor left, right, and center. This is Daryl Ryder on Mayor Justin Bibb, correct, Owen? Okay, here's the dangerous one on the midday show.
It's a situation where, you know, the first thing Mayor Bibb did was start asking the Browns for money. Demo the stadium. Give me money for small businesses, a.k.a. the guys selling T-shirts on the corners. Because there are no small businesses around the stadium. And you don't support the West 6 tailgate. You had that shut down this past year because the city didn't want to do its job and keep it secure. Which one of the few actual economic drivers around Browns games, unrelated to, I don't know, guys sitting in the parking lot flipping burgers and drinking beer. You know. So this double talk that the mayor has right now, but the first thing he did was ask the Browns for money. So it's no surprise that it's gone down this. And the problem is the mayor tells the Browns one thing and then goes out in public, does the exact opposite, or says the exact opposite. So there's no trust between these two parties, which is why the courts are involved.
Daryl's been having a year, man. That audio on the midday show with Daryl Ryder, you can hear Baskin. That is the midday show, correct? Not just it's always game day in Cleveland. I mean, Daryl is fit to be tied. And if you've noticed, Daryl over the last, I mean, how many years has become a more and more engaged citizen where it's like, oh, we got to talk about City Councilman Daryl Ryder at some point here in the future. Because he has been, I don't want to say disgruntled because that could sound different, but he has been a very engaged citizen of Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, he is a resident of the city. And Daryl has been very agitated over things that the way that this administration has handled things in the past as a resident. And we've talked about that on the air with him actually at times. Daryl knows a lot about the stadium issue. It's kind of been one of the things that he's been at the forefront of covering here. you and I, you know more than I do. You know more of the movers and shakers politically, but we both know a lot about all this. And again, I still go back to it, is that you never, when this all started being talked about, and this is even through previous administrations as well, I never really felt they took it seriously on the city side. And I at least I got to say from the mayor's standpoint of this. I mean, Blaine Griffin, who's joined us before on the air, he was the point person for like, what, 2 years of this when it really started to get ratcheted up here? It was Blaine Griffin. He left this to Blaine Griffin, who has, as he says himself, no real power over the matter, but he was the one that they were the point person to. So you've had this, and now all of a sudden when I see that, hey, you know what? There's other things that maybe they'd like to run for, and if you were running against him for senator, Congress, whatever it is, or for a House of Representatives, he used that against you. You let the Browns leave the city of Cleveland. What else are you going to let leave the state of Ohio if I put you in a higher office than the mayor of Cleveland? I'm going to do that. So he doesn't want to be known as that guy, and that's a very public thing. But now, where were you at the beginning of this? Where was the city at the beginning of this? Because I didn't hear very much from them, and then all of a sudden, well, now we got to get involved, and we're talking tough here.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything Daryl said. I don't disagree with anything you said. Until we get to the financing of a project, there are only two buckets where money can come from. The two buckets are the taxpayers, and the other bucket is the Haslams. I know people say, what about the state? What about the guy? Yeah, but it's all taxpayer money. It's all money coming from taxpayers. So there's only two buckets. There's only two ways to fund a large-scale capital project of this magnitude. And yeah, there would be financing. There's a bond situation, certainly. But there's only two ways it can happen. It's the Haslams and it's the taxpayers. Why would anybody complain that the city would be wanting to extract more from the Haslams? Why would that be a bad thing? Because if it doesn't come from the Haslams, it's coming from the taxpayers. To me, it's very easy. There should be a negotiation. I don't care how ugly it gets. I'm not one of the politicians.
You are happy about
my
the
legacy
ugliness.
Is not at stake.
Yeah.
I want the city and the county to go to war with the Haslams just for the purpose of getting something built, which I'm in favor of the dome. I'm in favor of it. It's also really expensive. Also, the longer you push this back, the more money it's going to cost. They have gotten a dome deal done 5 years ago. It would literally be half the price of what it's going to be now. So guess what? If you delay this and we wait another year or 2 years or 5 years, it's going to go up exponentially again. I'm all in favor of the dome. I'm all in favor for bringing some of the biggest events to Cleveland and also giving Browns fans and just fans of the region and beyond a great experience. I'm all for it, but it's got to come from somewhere. Who is going to pay for it? The Haslams are saying, hey, we are contributing more than just about any owner in the history of American sports outside of, I think, the Cronkies. That's awesome. I'd also like to ask them for more. Keep asking. What's the harm in asking? Why would anybody be mad at asking? Like, keep asking for as much as you can get, and in the end, try to drive home a better negotiation for the city, the county, and the state.
I understand they're politicians, and this is part of the game that they play, but the grandstanding kind of got to me here over the last couple of weeks, and Daryl... certainly the grandstanding has got to him over a longer period of
maybe
time.
Maybe it's Ken. Maybe it's just in my old life covering politics and now just being an observer of politics, I just expect the grandstanding. It doesn't bother me because it's the ends. We talk about the ends justify the means. Like, we've just got to get there. It's going to be ugly in the process, but in the end, there's going to be a resolution. In the end, unless the Haslams are going to unilaterally do this, and if they unilaterally do it, then that sounds like more money. Look, they're the ones that are going to benefit from it. So they're the ones that probably have to put the biggest investment forward.
I think you're right about that. I do think you're right about that. Like, it's, again, it's, I keep going back to the same three things that we've talked about here. I'm convinced that the city didn't get involved until it was frankly too late. I don't want the city to not have, or I don't want the area, the taxpayer to not have any piece of a new building, a new stadium in the surrounding area. It's not just based on taxes and things like that. I'd like a piece of that as well. And I also know that, no, I'm not. I'm never going to say that it all is a big money maker and all that other stuff. No, they should make.
By the way, I have no problem if the Haslams.
Well, they're business people, so yeah.
Right. I have zero problem with the Haslams profiting off this in the way they're about to profit off of it. They are in it for making money. Yes. They're also stewards of the organization we care about, and I have no problem help facilitate that. I want the best deal possible for taxpayers. How could anybody think that's controversial?
I think that's a fair thing to say. It does need to kind of get going, though. Like, yes. You listen to the governor with Daryl a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, well, the lease is running out sooner than you think. And it's not just, hey, there's an empty piece of land and we're going to put a stadium up. No, there's a lot of road work that's going to have to go there to get everybody in and out here over the next couple of years. That's going to be a major, long-taking process with several orange barrels in certain areas for a long period of time to make sure that that all gets taken care of. So this is going to have to move quicker than I think some people may even realize here. Like, this has got to get going if it's going to get done. Because I think in the end, I'd be shocked if they did not go forward with the plan of the stadium
in
Brook
Park. Yep.
I'd be absolutely shocked. So this thing's got to get taken care of one way or the other pretty soon. Because I don't know if you're just going to give them another year on the lease. Maybe you will. Maybe you will do something like that. Because I don't want to have them playing in some weird umbrella year in Columbus Akron or something like that. Akron be closer. I certainly don't want them playing home games in Columbus. No, I don't want that. 216-474-0092. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, I got to make this mention of the Cavs because some people are freaking out. But I think the losing streak ends tonight for a very specific reason. Coming up at 7:02, when some of you hear this, you're going to be thrilled. But a lot of you believe they're signing over their own pink slips. Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.